Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Happy Saturday to you. The time is now, I'll make sure I'm looking at the right clock. No, the time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is December the 23rd, 2023, and we are just a day away from Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Yep. Everybody's out there. Shopping, getting ready for Christmas. And it's kind of interesting. You know, well, what do you mean, Michael, by kind of interesting? Kind of interesting how crazy people get this time of year. You know, this is supposed to be the time of happiness and good cheer. But, hell, you see some people go nuts in these damn stores over gifts. Welcome to the PMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, like last week, my co-host, you know, one was able to chime in the rest. I get it. I understand. I mean, you know, it's leading up to the big day. And there's, you know, there's kids coming home from school and everything. And, you know, you're shopping, you know, trying to get that special gift. So, you know, I figured, you know, that the last couple of Saturdays are going to be a little slower. Not many people are going to be able to make it, you know, and it's understandable. So I just hope everybody is safe out there. But also last week was crazy because Blog Talk Radio, yes, that's what I broadcast through. I need to open the chat room, by the way, if it will open, but a couple of shows, including mine, had a little glitches here and there, right? One that comes on part of our show here. And they had a few glitches here. The other show, they couldn't even open up the mics to folks who were calling in on the show. So what they had to do is tell people to text them and let them know, hey, look, I'm on the board. You know, I'm calling in. Open up my mic. Because, of course, you press the number one and, you know, it's supposed to let the host open up your mic. But that wasn't the case last week. So there are some issues with this. So check this out. What Blog Talk has up here, this banner here in the studio on the screen here. We are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. Well, when that happens, Blog Talk, how about while you're fixing the issue, you kind of fix that bill you're sending me every month when you have these issues. And then there wouldn't be an issue with me paying you every month for the shows. How about that? Make that adjustment there, you know? That would be pretty much appreciated. I think everybody would agree. You know, adjust the bill. Fix that issue. You all agree? Yes? No? Okay. So, hold on a minute. I gotta type this in real quick into the chat room. Let's see, TMGS. Okay, there we go. All right. So I wanted to get into something real quick. And what I found interesting, y'all know about that lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, you know, one where he claimed that this mother and daughter were cheating in the election. It's, you know, they cheated. They were counting extra votes. They did this. They did that, and everything. And then he was found to be, defamation of character. You know, where he just really messed their lives up. You know, according to them, you know, they were getting death threats. I believe that more than likely happened. You know, some of the MAGA people, you know, take this stuff real serious. They will threaten your life when it comes to the Dom. So, if you guys haven't been following, you know, Rudy was going to. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I can play. That's the other side of it. Okay, let me put you on pause. Hold on, Charlie. But anyway, so in court, Rudy was ordered to pay. You must pay, Rudy. You must pay. What was it? Almost $150 million? Something like that? To the mother and daughter that he accused of wrongdoing. And guess what Rudy did? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I got that track. I need to pull that up. Rudy talked to his lawyers, and they figured out something. You know what, Rudy, don't have to pay them. Just file bankruptcy. That's right. Just file bankruptcy. Now, that was really, now I'm pretty sure that was the plan all along, if they were granted that. But again, Rudy filed bankruptcy. There we go. Now, I find that interesting because this is the same guy that flew a private jet to Atlanta, I believe, when he was ordered to appear here, you know, when he was, you know, having to go before the Fulton County sheriffs and be charged. But he was on a private jet. And some people might say, well, how do you know that, you know, it wasn't somebody that paid for it? I mean, it doesn't make a difference. You know, if you claim you don't have any money, you sure don't make it look like you do, you know. This is a guy that used to be America's mayor, who was called America's mayor after 9/11. And look at him now. This is terrible. what was it, chapter 11, something like that? I think that's right. But files bankruptcy. So the question is, will the mother and daughter ever see the money? That's a good question. Will they ever see that money? Close to $150 million. Okay, not a billion, but 150. I think each of them would get like 40-something million each. That's what the breakdown was. But then again, when you think about it and you hear that type of stuff where folks are ordered to pay certain things, how long would that take for it to even, you know what I mean? Because it's going to happen. It's going to be one of those situations where, you know, it's going to take forever. Let me open up the mic here for one of the co-hosts who was kind enough to stop in and holler at us on this Saturday, the eve before the eve of Christmas Day. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show, Mr. Tymon Shields.
Happy How
Saturday,
are you,
brother?
Man?
How you doing?
Hey, and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're asking how long does it take to get that paid? You know, that's why they rushed everything, because whatever he's got, mm-hmm. they're going to take it. They want, if he as much as part in the wind wrong, they're going to take that part. It does not matter. They want, because he's just that type of dude. He don't think he owe them nothing. They look down upon people. This is a characterization of what our society has become. People don't respect. They say, and he don't respect them. That's why he did what he did. You know, that's why they thought they could pull it off. Because they believe that the American public is really stupid. You know, that's why, you know, they're making a mockery of your justice system. And luckily they had a good enough attorney that had sense enough to say, oh, he said something about us again? Let's sue his ass again. Same way they did Trump. Let's sue him again.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you he don't care. He's still right outside the courtroom after he came out of court and said it again. So, you know. The brother has it. The cat has no feeling for anything. He does not care. So, yeah, he will pay. I don't know if they'll get $148 million. You know, I don't think it's going to be like OJ, you know. But because OJ definitely didn't pay them people. But which he was stupid, too. But, you know, I just think that they're going to get something, you know. Yeah, I think they will get something, and they will get if they'll make sure they get it done quick, because those lawyers got to be paid. Not just them. Remember, the lawyers want their money, too. So,
correct.
He's going to pay.
True. The lawyers got to get paid.
Yeah, they
have to get paid. And see, when I pull this up, what I almost forgot about that Rudy has a Georgia-based consultant firm, whatever, here. In Georgia, it's Georgia based, and it owed $57,000. How do you even get to 50? How do you get to a 2,000 or more phone bill? I don't get it. The $57,000 phone bill for 9 months.
Because, you know, Mike, he ran. Mike, the guy does not believe. Remember, he was high off the hog for a long time. He was Big Bang Hank. He didn't have to run into it. His life didn't start. He didn't start catching hell till he ran for president and hooked up with Trump. That's when he started going down.
True.
The greed of these guys, of all the people, you know, and if the American public just knew how they're being used. I'm not saying the Democrats are perfect. But come on, man. You've got to be able to see a charlatan when you see it. You know, just like over in Florida, you know, the dude that was over the RNC in Florida, you know, him and his wife were out doing a threesome. And before the threesome could start, he decided to go by the girl's house and he raped her. She's filed a rape charge. This is who the RNC is. Well, you know, Ty, that doesn't mean anything. The hell it don't. Y'all can't sit up. and control your urges till it's time. Okay, and you the people that's telling us what our school books should be, what the books should be in our schools. Y'all the very people. You can go far back as J. Edgar Hoover, you know, or McCarthy, who had Cohen chasing after to find out who the homosexuals was in Washington, and J. Edgar Hoover was gay, and Cohen was gay, and McCarthy sent him out, and McCarthy was an alcoholic. So all these people are doing dirt behind the scenes, but yet they running things. And yet they, you know, telling people, all these highly religious folks, Mike Johnson, who would have thought Mike Johnson to do this over the House of Representatives? This cat, him and his wife was doing conversion therapy on homosexuals. I'm going to pray the gayness out of you. Stop. Come on, man. This is what I'm talking about. And they wonder why, you know, we can't get nothing done. And we got Marjorie Taylor Greene. We got, what's his name, Matt Gaetz. Gaetz should be in jail right now, but if his daddy wasn't rich, he's the reason why he's walking around. That's how you make a mockery out of our justice system, is because you, if you got the money, O.J. beat his first case. He should have went and sat his ass down, but he was too stupid.
Right.
He thought he was invincible. You got over. You got away with one of the biggest cases ever. But because you... or hard-headed, you decide, oh, I'm going to go do what I want to do, and then you're going to start talking about if I would have did it. Okay. You don't have to worry about it now.
Because you pretty much incriminate yourself right there, even more so.
Dude,
right.
Mike, he was getting $25,000 a month. Can you imagine? You're getting $25,000 a month from the NFL. No one can touch you. He was one of the biggest dudes. He's the one that before Jordan got the, you know, the, he was doing the orange juice commercial. That's where it came to juice, you know?
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
He was $25,000 a month.
He was doing the orange juice. Yeah, he was doing the orange juice and he was doing the Hertz rent-a-car. Remember that?
Right.
Running through the airport.
So, yeah. So his retirement, His money from the NFL that no one can touch, $25,000 a month, Mike. That's all you had to do. You won the biggest case in the world. All you had to do is go sit down. He refused. So, you know, it's that whole thing about greed and power and just it's just out of control. And if we don't, you know, they believe in taking advantage. You know, and that's why Rudy did what he did. He thought, oh, they're smoking. They're probably smoking crack. They're smelling pills. That's racist. And when you look at what Giuliani did to get New York where it was, he put a lot of people in jail, man, that probably shouldn't have went to jail. He did a lot of scandalous shit. And it's just coming back to bite him in his ass. He said, oh, you should feel sorry. No, I don't feel sorry for him. Mm-hmm. You're a dirty dog. But, you know that.
Now, when he, in fact, one second, I'm trying to pull up something else here on him. Let's see, I already had the phone bill. I already looked at that. But now, he still says that what he said wasn't wrong. He was right, even though he was found to be wrong. And that goes back to what you're saying. It's like, you know, he wants to believe his own lie and continue the lie, and people believe him, even though a court said it was a lie. What does that say about our judicial system and how people believe or not believe? You know what I'm saying? That where here are judges on the bench, sworn in the judges. And then just the American public, like, well, I believe me. You know what I mean? That's
yeah. But I have to tell you how stupid he is. He stepped outside the court, and he said it again. And they sued him again. So, you know, he's a 79-year-old arrogant idiot. That's all it is, man. Mm-hmm. You don't care no more. You got a lot of folks. I don't care, you know. And he this is the same cat who married his own. I think he married his cousin or something like that. Second cousin, third cousin, or his brother. Something he did. Yeah, he has no scruples, bro. He has no. And that's what I'm saying. You know, it's what you gonna do? And he hanging out with.
Wow.
Hanging out with L Jackass, you know, Trumparoonie. I can't believe how many people went into what that fool do.
Well, it says here his spouses were Judith Giuliani from 2003 to 2019, Donna Hanover. See if these names pop up.
Uh-huh.
From 1980 to 2002, and Regina Perugi, 1968 to 1982. Two children, Caroline and Andrew Giuliani. And I'm going to say, well, I guess I have to click on one of the names that shows that story. The things that were, okay, so you're saying that these two individuals will get paid?
Yes.
Correct, the mother and daughter.
Mother and daughter, you got to pay the attorney too. The attorneys know how to get the money. That's why they told him you will pay right now, because what he was doing was they did it so quick, because that way they could stop him, because they knew he was going to file bankruptcy to slide out. To where it would get him away from paying. So, yeah, and he's going to pay. Now I don't know. I can't tell you how much or a month or whatever, but they will get him.
Now, I see a day ago, here's something that claims that Rudy Giuliani owes Hunter Biden money. Bankruptcy filing.
Well, Hunter Biden sued him. Hunter Biden sued him because of what he did he defrauded him with the whole laptop thing. You see, this is all this is to destroy Biden. And to hook up for Trump. The fact that the average people, Mike, they did a study that the average American, that after Trump said that the immigrants are poison in the blood of the country, that made them want to vote for him even more in Iowa. I said, no wonder ain't nobody trying to move to Iowa. I was like, man, the child's sitting up. This dude, they made that up. This dude is a criminal. That's what I'm saying, Mike. If Jim Jones killed 918 people. Heaven's Gate dude killed 39 people. The guy at Koresh, he killed 82. These people, if they had the internet, if they were alive today, with our internet, it'd be over. Because, now mind you, Jim Jones got people to pack up and go to the French Guiana and got them to drink beer.
Right, sell all their worldly possessions.
Everything. And was screwing the man's wives and stuff. Having children. Screwing these people. Give me your wife. I will bring her to Jesus. You know. And they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's Gate. If you were a man in Heaven's Gate, you had to be castrated. It's like, wait a minute, I don't even know you, bruh. And the first thing I got to do to follow you, I have to remove my nuts.
And you can't pull them back.
Mike, they put them in a jar and they put them up on the mantle. So when you walk through the foyer or into the living room, you saw your ball up on the mantle.
You kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, man, and you remember Star Trek? Remember the movie, the TV show Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you remember the sister that was on there, Michelle Nichols?
Yeah,
her brother was a part of it. Her brother was a part of Heaven's Gate. He did. He was with him for 20 years. She said he was a brilliant dude. I said, he couldn't have been too brilliant. He followed that fool. And cause when they found him and they did the study on him, you know, after they did the autopsy on him, a lot of them had been castrated. The lead dude says, I believe in celibacy. I said, well, how do you know he cut his nuts off? Who kicked him?
Right. You got to check him out.
What black man lets someone tell them, well, you want to be in our club, you're going to have to remove your balls. What? Well, like, come on, man. This is when, you know, I mean, what happened to free will, Mike? You know, because they forget we have. You have a superpower, Mike. Did you know what your superpower is, Mike? Your superpower is no choice. You have a choice. That's your superpower. Now, if you don't make the choice and you choose wrong, then I'll ask you: are you sure that you want to do this? Because somebody's got to be there. You
right?
Know. Are you sure you want to do this?
No, you know, you got a point. That's crazy one. Well, you know what I find interesting? I see where, like, if you look on the internet and you see these videos of, you know, lions attacking, you know, even how a male will kill off other cubs and stuff like that. And people actually say stuff like, oh, so you're going to stand there and videotape this and not help out that poor little, I'm like, what the hell you expect them to do? Go in there and fight the lion? But that's instinct.
Well, you know what?
Animals have an instinct.
The reason why the male lions will kill cubs, because those are not his.
Correct.
So when a male lion takes over a tribe, when he takes over the tribe, the first thing he does is wipe out anything that ain't his. And
correct.
then he breeds and has his own. That's what, you know, it's almost how we work. We're mammals too. How many people can't stand their stepmother or their stepfather? And what does the stepfather do? Go in, mistreat his kids. You ain't mine. Beat him, mistreat him and all this stuff. Throw him out. You know, kids don't act right, they eventually get rid of him. Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what that's what gets me into, like what you just said, you know, where, you know, when you look at that, and I'm saying just the ignorance of people thinking that, okay, so you got to realize that's nature. God intended that to happen. Otherwise, lions would be eating dandelions and fruits and vegetables. They wouldn't be carnivores. You know, but it blows my mind how folks actually post up like that. Like, look at those stupid people taking photos of that type of stuff. Well, what are they supposed to do? If you didn't watch it, you wouldn't know about it. You follow me?
Right.
I mean, it just boggles my mind. Like, you know, come on, you guys. This is Africa. This is our country. This is what has been going on long before you even came. Before you were born, animals were eating other animals.
Yep.
That's why you have carnivores and herbivores. Some eat meat, some eat plants. But it's the stupidity of people. Wow. That's crazy. Let me switch gears real quick, because, you know, we were talking last night. And, you know, we spoke about, you know, the Rudy Giuliani thing of briefly. Donald Trump, again, they're saying that it's a possibility, though, that the trial could be pushed back, at least one of his trials. Do you think that that's probably going to happen?
Yeah, well, you know, everything is delayed for Donald Trump, Mike. That's why, you know, he did it. Everything that they said, That's why you know he did it. So, yeah, they're going to try to push it. But this is – the dude is making just a mockery of our justice system. Okay? He is totally just – the dude, he should be in jail. The only reason why he is not in jail is because he's got all these ignorant-ass people paying all this money for all these lawyers to sit back. The dude, this is almost like an O.J. case. He's got all these convictions. He's got all these felony counts. But the man's not in jail. How do you get all of that? One, you white. And two, you're a former president. And three, you got people donating all the money that he gets. He uses it to pay his bills and to pay his lawyers. Mm-hmm. And they're keeping him going. Could this be moved back? Yeah, of course it could. You know. So, I mean, and they're because they, you know, the Supreme Court, you know, could they push it up? Could they get? Yes, they could. But they don't want to. You know, all of them are getting putting their ducks in a row, making sure that this guy is around. This is the ignorance also of our society. That there are people that no matter what this man does, like he told them, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't get arrested. They would not. They would still vote for him. That's terrible.
He said that.
All of the rules and the values and morals and all that stuff is going right out the window. Because the very people who are supposed to be protecting everything are cheating. And all Donald Trump has to do is sell fear. That's it. Is he selling fascism? Yes, he is. He's selling fear at will. He don't give a damn about no policy. He just walk in, we're going to build a wall. We'll keep the Muslims out. Oh, they're bringing guns. They're bringing, you know, this and that. And white people eat that stuff up. And they say, oh, he's being masculine. He's masculinity. He's strong. He's showing he got strength. How do you do that? Just stand on stage and yell out some bullshit, you know, call people punks and faggots and all this stuff. That's all you got to do. You know, talk about the, oh, yes, and, 1 minute he on your side, next minute he's not. Oh, there were good people on both sides. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sitting back. They don't say nothing about Jared Kushner who took $2 billion from the Saudis. You know, they don't say that they don't talk about how he cut a deal and got Khashoggi killed. He did that. We even got Rob Snyder, who was on Dukes of Hazzard. They after him too. This fool. Right after he does his little thing, says Biden should be hung. Now, why would you do that? I ain't ever let nobody, I mean, have you ever been so into a president that this is what you believe? I mean, I loved Obama. Trust me. I think he was a great dude. But I, you know, he didn't do nothing for black people. Like, what, you don't think he's the president for all people? And also he was dealing with when Mitch McConnell made an announcement that I will make him a one-term president. How do you beat that? Somebody that blatantly wants you to fail. They don't even look at the fact that if I fail, the whole country fails. I'm going to make sure that none of your policies get done. I'm going to make sure that you and Michelle have the worst time, that this will be the worst decision you could have ever done. And Thomas Sowell and Larry Elder and the whole Fox, all them guys, everybody, they wanted Obama to fail. They hated the guts. You know, and that's why you found that the dudes that hate guys like Obama are the same type of people that got Medgar Evers killed. He was sold out by a brother who was at the Black Power Movement. You know, who was it? The Black Panthers sold out by all of them. Huey sold Panthers, out by a brother. Fred Hampton sold out by a brother. All of them. You know, now we got what Black Lives Matter and went over and homegirl and bought, you know, mansions and stuff using the money. Nobody believes in them no more. But I don't need, you know, it's going to come down to you just having to take care of yourself. You're going to be fighting for the right of the individual. Everybody just all out for the money, you know.
Exactly.
And Americans believe that everything. Americans believe that things should happen right away. Like when, as soon as the pandemic is over, everything should just go back to normal. There was a virus here. There's people dropping dead left and right. And just because they told you to wear a mask. You should read about, Mike, how the airlines, the people getting beat up and stewardess or flight attendants getting punched in the face and people losing their mind.
Oh, I've seen it.
They got their Oh, man, it's crazy. Opening up the door. Have you ever been on a plane? Did you ever in your mind think to open up a airplane door?
In the hell flight? No. Hell no. You because you know you should be smart enough to know the consequences.
Right.
You know.
Well, but I mean, they don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't even
and
care.
The thing is, you know, it's so funny. It's trippy that these were not terrorists who were trying to do this. These were Americans. These were everyday people who were making those attempts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm pretty sure. You know, I mean, some folks might be, no, Mike, you're wrong. I don't think a terrorist. I don't think a lot of them are terrorists. These are just folks who are just freaking out and acting crazy. Now, back to the mask thing. I mean, I've seen situations where folks are like, oh, no, there's no such thing as the COVID thing, y'all are overreacting. But see, go back to, like you said, what Donald Trump has said in the beginning. It's a Democratic hoax. He made it a political.
The same, Mike, he
and there's
knew,
a difference.
He told. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, people don't understand the difference between the two words, pandemic and epidemic. Right? You know what an epidemic is, right? But you're talking about something pandemic worldwide. And that's what really blew me away is that where people were thinking, oh, well, the United States, you know, these people here in the United States, these doctors, it's fake, it's false. What about people in other countries that are dying? Do you think they all got together and said, you know, the world leaders got together and said, yeah, let's do that? I'm sorry, I don't buy it. You follow what I mean? I don't think that China and Russia and all these, I don't think that Kim Jong-un and all of them got together and said, yeah, all these people start dying and we'll say it's a pandemic. Well, how did they all get together to make this happen? They planned and plotted it. You see what I'm saying? That's what I asked some folks to say that, oh, well, no, that was a hoax. So you telling me that all these world leaders got together to create this world hoax in every country? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
Because that's what would have happened if it was a hoax, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. But I don't think they really, they shot that, they shot a security guard because he told the brother to come into the store, you got to wear a mask. You know, they got, you know, they anything. I mean, Donald Trump was interviewed by, Bob Woodard. He knew how serious it was. He told Woodard, I knew it was serious, but I didn't want to tell nobody. I didn't want to start a panic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, and then he told people to take the vaccine, and then when they told him that he was going to take it, he got booed, right? He showed he wearing a mask, and when they saw him wearing the mask, he got booed, so he took it off. But guess who got a cocktail? That cocktail that they gave him, he was sick in the dog, and he could have died, Mike. That same cocktail is the same cocktail that they gave Chris Christie. Chris Christie should be dead. But because he got that cocktail, he's alive today. And so is that, because they're old, man. One, they're overweight, and they're in their 70s. He should have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
But they told you, oh, don't take this. Yeah. You got people down there taking horse pills. You got some crazy African chick out in Florida. My sister has a friend who's in Florida who's a nurse, and she refuses to take the vaccine, and she wants to become a nurse. I said, Hannah, don't tell me no more. I said, no, she should just be hit with a brick. I'm just hit her with a brick. You know, you can't help these people, man. I'm telling you. They're right up there with the flat earthers and everybody else. And, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do a full 2 hours of the day. At least I don't plan to.
Well, yeah, because we get ready to run. We have an event to go to.
But I want to ask you something real quick. Because Christmas is right around the corner. All right. Did you do your last minute shopping? Did you finish it? You got everybody taken care of them. Huh?
Yeah. I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay. You don't
have
to
worry about
that. Okay.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Yeah. I just wish America.
When it comes to
my family.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, and here's the last one. I know Thanksgiving's already passed. We're going into Christmas, but people get together for a Christmas dinner, right?
Right.
Two questions. Is there someone, I don't know if I already asked this, someone that you know that no matter what they cook, you just can't swallow it? Just yes or no. Meaning, when they bring a dish, it's just not for you.
No, I haven't ran. Except when I was at work and I worked with somebody. Yeah, yeah. Then potluck.
Oh, one of those potluck things. Okay. Well, there's someone. Yeah. Okay. And last but not least, the last question I have is, I was on the tip of my tongue. What is the one Christmas song that you just don't care to hear over, I know I don't, but one Christmas song that you're like, oh my God, that irks me. Just one.
I haven't had any of that. I don't have one. I don't think that, I don't have any because, my music range goes from, I can listen to pretty much anything, but I haven't heard a lot of Christmas songs. Because, now with Spotify, you don't have to hear on the only way you used to hear Christmas songs on the radio. And I listen to Spotify most of the time. So, I did hear some Christmas songs the other day, but they were just, that was normal. Regular stuff, Temptations, all that. Yeah.
Because normally when you're in the store, that's when you hear a lot of Christmas songs in the store, and it's like, if I hear this one more time, so quickly I'm gonna let you run. I'm gonna say this right now. The one Christmas song, and I'm gonna be honest, that irks me, is the 12 Days of Christmas.
Good to know.
Because it just repeats the same stuff over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The only part of the song I'm like okay with is the 5 golden rings. Okay. But I mean, what am I going to do with all these birds that are singing, that they're singing about in the song?
Yeah.
Okay, a partridge in the pear tree, 6 geese a laying, and then what is it? Harbor maids are milking. I don't know what they're milking. Mm-hmm. I guess cows. But those that song right there, I hear it all day every day at work. All right, so I just have to throw that out there. That's the one song that just. Over and over and over again. I'll be glad. I mean, I'm glad to see Christmas come, but I'll be glad to see it go. I'm just being honest. Okay, so I'm not going to hold you up. I have to get that out there. But, hey, man, you have
Mike.
A very Merry Christmas to you and yours. And hopefully see you next Saturday, all right? Enjoy.
All right, man. Okay.
All right, God bless. Peace.
God
all right, you guys. I had to put that out there, I had to put that out there, you guys, because it's just one of them songs. It's just that song. It just, 12 days of Christmas. I had to put it out there. All right, so that was Time and Ship in L.A., and I appreciate him chiming in on this Saturday. One more day to go. One more day to go, and finally Christmas will come and go. What do we have to look forward to? New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. And already in this short period of time, we're going into 2024. It seems like time has just flown by. It really does. Maybe for some of you that don't, but I'm going to be honest. It seems like 2023 just was here and now it's gone that quick. Crazy. So today, and some of y'all know where I work at. So today, again, I was going to say is that where it was one of the craziest shopping days I've ever seen. People are buying everything. Everything. I mean, all kinds of toys, all kinds of gifts, all kinds of just everything. Groceries, piling up the carts. You know, it's just amazing. Sometimes people are like, where'd they get all that money from? Hey, people find a way. People find a way to do what they have to do, right? So I'm going to do a quick music break and then come back. And like I said, we're going to do a short segment this evening. We're not going to do a two-hour show. Next week, should have most of the co-hosts back because they're doing their last-minute shopping. And let's check this cut out. Here's T.J. Morton and Stokely. Yeah, y'all remember Stokely from Mint Condition.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas
bring me back.
Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. All I want is you. Oh, I want is you.
Hey, you guys, thank you for joining us this Saturday. We've been doing a short show tonight, and appreciate you tuning in. Hey, make sure you tune in next Saturday as we get ready for the new year. 2024 is at the door. Believe it or not, yes. 2023 is almost out of here, 1 week away. Wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, and be safe out there. If you didn't get the gift you wanted, remember the best gift is a gift of life and family and friends. This is yours truly, Michael Gay, and I will talk to you next week. Be safe out there. God bless. Merry Christmas. Going to leave you with some more Alexander O'Neill, and let's walk through this winter wonderland. Peace.
Circus Club.